dear. Oh, there we are. I hope this is going to work. I should be able to advance my own slides. We'll see if it works. Good morning. Aren't we blessed to be worshiping this morning in this sanctuary and for the past 20 years in this sanctuary? My name is Tanya Martins, and on this day when we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the rebuilding of our church and the construction of Gilmore Gardens Seniors Residence, I'm going to share a photo history with you. Now, many more of these photos are available in albums and posters in the activity room when we share our lunch. Nope, not working. We'll see. There we are. Okay, so this first photo, which also graces the cover of our bulletin and is hanging in the sanctuary over there, is a quilt depicting the mountains, the Fraser River, cranberry fields, the sun, and the old and new Gilmore Park United Church, a fitting title to our story. Gilmore Park United Church was born in October 1956 when a small group gathered to worship in the gym of Grauer School. The new church took the name Gilmore from the Gilmore family, who were early settlers in West Richmond, and in 1957 constructed the Christian Education Building. Some of you will remember this with the stage and the old CE building. And in 1967, a sanctuary was built. And there's the inside, a little dark, but. And there's the outside showing the whole property, the Christian Education Building and the sanctuary. And in 1987, a memorial garden to inter cremated remains was approved by Richmond City Council and provincial authorities. And in 1990, it was dedicated. Oh, you can't read that. It says it was dedicated in 1990. Now, the old sanctuary and Christian Education Building that you can see in this aerial view served for many years, but by the 1990s, there were signs that the buildings were nearing the end of their useful life. Reverend Bob Miller, who was minister here at the time, recalls the property committee doing yeoman service in keeping the old building's roofs from falling in until new plans could be made. And Secretary Gail Nichols recalls mushrooms growing in the roof, cracks in the narthex slab, leaks in the boiler line, and multiple buckets under the leaks from the roof. We could not go on like this. A visioning group began to explore options, such as major repairs to the existing buildings, selling land to finance the rebuilding, and ultimately, after commissioning a feasibility study, partnering with other investors in a senior's residence. Once the way ahead was decided, the Project Implementation Group, affectionately called the PIGS, was formed to oversee the building. Now, the vision was that the income that we would share from the senior's residence would assist in paying for rebuilding the church, and once the debt was paid, the funds would be available for outreach. 1997 was the 40th anniversary year for Gilmore Park United Church. And in addition to this milestone, the congregation also said goodbye to our old buildings. The original sanctuary and Christian Education buildings were demolished in July 1997 to make way for construction of the new church and a 118-unit Gilmore Gardens Seniors Residence. For 2 years, while construction took place from June 97 to June 99, the congregation of Gilmore Park found a home at St. Anne's Anglican Church at Francis and Number 1 Road. We were warmly welcomed and invited to regard St. Anne's as our own church. A special relationship between the two churches developed that continues to this day with shared worship experiences. And here we are worshiping at St. Anne's. See our choir in the old blue robes? Now, one more step along the way became our theme song as a capital campaign exceeded expectation and raised over $1 million in pledges from the congregation. As we did many times during the rebuilding, we will sing one more step later in the worship. The construction years were an exciting time. Dick Herman took many photos of the process and offered several tours of the building during construction. Now, here you see the sod turning ceremony, and that very special golden shovel is available for viewing after the worship. Now, here you see, looking south, Gilmore Gardens is on the left, and we are awaiting construction of the church on top of the parking structure. And here we begin framing, and the big concrete thing in the middle is the elevator shaft. And this is a view between Gilmore Gardens and the church of the Memorial Garden, and it was before, of course, any plantings or dirt or anything was put in there. So that's looking on the right towards Gilmore Gardens. This is from across the street at the flower store. You can see the framing of the church taking place, but the sanctuary hasn't really begun to take shape. And here we are on one of our famous tours. We decided to pose in the sanctuary, right there, right in the corner. No roof yet. But here's the roof, starting to take shape. And then look at it now with all the cladding and the windows going in. Making progress. And the inside. This is the activity room where we're going to have lunch later, looking towards the kitchen. This is really dark, but the narthex, the entryway here into the sanctuary. And the fireside room. And here's the construction of these wonderful pews that you're sitting on right now. And an overview of the whole project once it was complete. So Gilmore Gardens is the big X building, and then the church is on the west side of the property. In May 1999, Gilmore Gardens, welcomed its first residents. 43 of the 118 suites were occupied. We enjoy a good relationship with Gilmore Gardens, and in fact, over the years, many congregation members have lived there and continue to live there. On June 20th, 1999, the congregation of Gilmore Park began worship at St. Anne's as we had been doing for 2 years. And we walked north, down number one road, to worship for the first time in the new church. In the fall of 1999, the new memorial garden was planted, the interred remains were placed, and a dedication service was held. And in the years that followed, Gilmore Gardens began to have a wait list, and our share of the revenue contributed to paying the mortgage and supporting operating costs. The dream auction that used to raise money for the church changed focus, and in 2002, $15,300 was raised to support children's poverty initiatives in Richmond. The dream auction continued for 12 years, and by the end had raised over $388,000. The last year of the dream auction in 2013 was also the year the church's mortgage was paid off. So the auction could end with the knowledge that funds that were directed toward the mortgage would now be available to fund dream auction recipients and other outreach projects. The dream auction committee was decommissioned, and the mortgage was burned during worship in January 2014. catch the spelling mistake there? Following congregational discernment meetings in 2014, Sharing the Wealth was born, providing a framework for disbursement of outreach funds in addition to the over $100,000 annual commitment already in place. The vision of contributing funds to outreach and social justice as a result of our partnership with Gilmore Gardens became a reality. And we will celebrate this as our service continues. And now, let's stand and sing A Home Within Our Soul. Thank you.